起来挥洒
挥洒挥洒，
苏古里木起来挥洒
挥洒挥洒，
苏古里木写来挥洒，苏古里瓦勒勒勒啦，苏古里木写啦喂啦，有谁的地给我谁的地给我谁的地给我
Sure, CBC's got Cover Me Canada, but that's got nothing on the Junkyard Halloween Girl Covers Night. This all-lady Halloween special features Terror Bird covering Kate Bush, Nuh-uh doing Riot Girl covers, and Mass Marriage, Floral Moral, and Sophie Sweetland covering Susie and the Banshees. The fun starts Saturday, October 29th at Pat's Pub. Doors are at 9, show at 10, admission is by donation, and costumes are more than encouraged. Junkyard is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Change the scheme, alter the mood, electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
That's right, it's Queer FM, Arts Extra, my name's Aiden Saints. You know what to do.
This can't be good. What am I supposed to do?
Survive.
Here they come.
Yes, it's Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint. We have the Samantha Mack. She's bringing someone in here. We're going to find out who in just a few minutes. We've got Justin Saint. He's reviewing the latest Coldplay album. And we even have a crying baby in the studio. It's awesome. It's a great Tuesday morning here in Vancouver. Well, speaking of Coldplay, I'm not a tremendously huge fan. My husband, Justin, is, however, and Justin came up with a little review of the album. We're going to kick off with that straight away, get Sam in here, get her all settled, and we're going to do that right now. So, first thing we want to do is play a little from that album. This is the song Every Teardrop is a Waterfall from the new Coldplay album.
Up. I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song. We'll be right back.
Hey, and we're back. That was Coldplay. What'd you think? You like that? It's pretty good. Well, Justin Saint, he stayed up. He's a very, very hardworking young man, and he stayed up until, my goodness, oh dark 30 in the morning to put this together for you. So this is his review of this album. And then we'll be back. We'll have Samantha Mack. She's still recovering from her adventures over at Playland last night and can only turn her head one direction. So we'll get a report on Playland and all the really cool stuff going on there, as well as some oddities for Halloween. I've scoured the web and picked up a couple of very funny bits. I hope you'll like them. I think they're fantastic. But this is Justin Saint with his review of Coldplay's latest album, here on Queer FM Arts Extra, CITR 101.9.
You're listening to Queer FM Arts Extra on CITR 101.9 FM. This is your host, Justin Saint, and I'm recording live from the Blue Lava Lounge in Davie Village. Yesterday, Coldplay released their newest album, Milo Xyloto. This is their first album in a long while. It's their fifth, their last being Viva La Vida from 2008. Yes, it's been 3 years since they've produced anything. I personally love Coldplay because they just have that really, really distinct sound that doesn't really sound like anything else. I first heard about them in high school when The Scientist came out, and then Viva La Vida came out, and I was all over that album. Now, what do I think of Milo Xyloto? It feels a bit like Viva La Vida Light. It really doesn't sound that much different from Viva La Vida and has a bit less oomph to it. Now, they did release Every Drop is a Waterfall, which was their single, or Every Teardrop is a Waterfall, I should say, which was their single that they released in June for this album. I actually thought originally that for a while that it was from Viva La Vida, because it had the same feel, it had the same rhythms, and, you know, Chris Martin does have a quite distinct voice. That is a song I would recommend people to listen to, and we will be playing that later in the show. So that's been receiving, you know, fairly good reviews, but the rest of the album kind of falls flat. The concept behind Milo Xyloto is that it tells a story. More specifically, it tells a love story, and guess what the names of the protagonists are? You guessed it, Milo and Xyloto. They live in an oppressive dystopian urban environment and meet one another through a gang called the Lost Boys, and they fall in love. According to Coldplay, the album is inspired by old-school American graffiti and the White Rose movement. Martin has also said that the album was influenced by HBO TV series The Wire. It's a really sweet concept, but it falls flat because the music isn't as strong as the rest of Coldplay's musical offerings. The album as a whole just doesn't hold itself. There's really no flow. There are some songs that are of note that I did quite enjoy. The first one being Us Against the World. Again, this is a love story. So Us Against the World actually did not sound like Coldplay. It sounded really acoustic, actually has more of a folksy, ballady feel to it. And, you know, it's a very poignant song about what I'm assuming are Milo and Xyloto, these two, you know, star-crossed lovers fighting against the world. There's a lot of passion in that song, and you can feel it. The other song that is of note is Princess of China, and this song actually features not only Rihanna, but Sigur Rós. Sigur Rós has a sample in the song from their album Tack. At this point in the story, Milo and Xyloto have already broken up. Rihanna sings the part of the girl, and she sings from a place of hurt. She did not want the relationship to break up, and, you know, she brings a lot of passion into the song, and it's worth checking out, especially if you're a fan of Rihanna. And it is an amazing collaboration between Coldplay and Rihanna. You know, we're a fan. This song in particular has been causing quite a stir because some Vietnamese newspapers have been attacking Coldplay and accusing them of plagiarism. So we'll see what happens with that one. You know, it as with Lady Gaga and Madonna, it happens, right? So, final words, if you're a fan of Coldplay and maybe Rihanna, I'd say, you know, check it out, or at least grab some of the songs. We'll be playing some of the songs that I mentioned here on the show. And yeah, so take a listen and, you know, decide for yourself. Personally, I'd stick to older Coldplay. This one just falls a little flat for me, save for those songs. I hope, you know, if they do come up with another album, that they bring something fresh to the table. But hey, still love my Coldplay. Gotta love my quirky lead singers. Always makes for great interviews. So yeah, this is Justin Saint, and you're listening to Queer FM Arts Extra on CITR 101.9 FM.
Fast as I can, I got to go, I got to go. Once upon a time we fell apart. You're holding in your hands the two halves in my heart.
Is 3 weeks away, and there's a conservative Christian group that doesn't like it. In fact, they're suggesting an alternative to Halloween for kids this year called Jesus Ween. And this might be hard to believe, but It's even lamer than it sounds. The group is encouraging Christians to distribute Bibles on Halloween instead of candy. They better not be passing out the fun-sized Bibles, by the way. I want the full, you know? You'll know which families are handing the Bibles out by the dozens and dozens of eggs making their house into a giant omelet, but... You know, you make fun of this sort of thing. At first glance, Jesus Wayne doesn't sound like it'd be much fun for kids. But the organizers behind it released an online video today that I think addresses it pretty well.
This October 31st, join us for the nationwide festival of Jesus Wayne, a celebration of Christian values. Instead of scary pagan costumes, children wear white to symbolize righteousness. Instead of candy and junk food, people give out free Bibles and Christian gifts. Jesus Ween is fun for everyone. Just ask Peter.
Jesus Ween is a lot more fun than Halloween. Yay!
Or Jesse.
Who needs candy when you can have a Bible?
Or Heather.
Kids who wear costumes are going to hell.
Celebrate Jesus Ween on October 31st.
I'm a Jesus Wiener.
I'm a Jesus Wiener.
I'm a Jesus Wiener.
Wieners!
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint. And I had to think about that for a second. It's been an early morning. I have the fantastic Samantha Mack here in the studio.
Good morning.
Oh, we're going to have to turn that up. So,
can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
And?
Can you hear me now?
I can. So,
can you hear me now?
So tell us about your adventure for Halloween-ish. You got a couple of things going on.
Halloween-ish. Okay, well, let's start with the quick and easy one. There's a thing called Bloodshots, which is a 48-hour movie competition.
Right, right.
Where I played Satan in a little movie called Satan's Sideshow.
Of course you did.
And that is going to be screening at 7:30 on Thursday at the Rio Theater down Commercial Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. You can go to my Facebook page and see the video right now. And it's a little six-minute video. It's super sweet. Well, it's not sweet, actually. It takes place in hell. But you can vote for it online if you can't come to the screening itself. The screening itself has 25 short films being judged by some big names in horror movies, and it's going to be a great night, so come on down to that. And in that movie, I worked with two boys who are sideshow freaks, and their names are Orbox and Pepper. And they are the sideshow entertainment at the P&E for Fright Nights. So last night, Ryan Steele from The Ryan Steele Show, and I went to Fright Nights to check out their sideshow, and it is horrifying.
Really? Why so?
Well, first... we missed their first show because we got there a little bit late because, you know, we're celebrities. We had to be fashionably late. We got their second show, and Pepper used every type of animal trap on his body at once, and it was horrifying. Later on, you got to see a man put a, as he likes to call it, an adult balloon, in case there's any children in the room, but a condom he blows up with his nostril, which is hilarious. And then he sucks it up his nose and pulls it out his mouth and does a little mental floss with the adult balloon. But that's not quite impressive enough. So he then sucks the end of the adult balloon back up his sinus cavity, in through his left nostril and out through his right nostril, which is just impressive. And then he continues to inflate and deflate the balloon by blowing into it with only his nostril.
Okay, so this is probably the unlubricated kind, I would imagine.
I don't know. Wouldn't it be easier if it was lubricated?
Well, you would think, but
Well, this is what I noticed, though. When he was making jokes about it, he did turn the condom inside out.
Mm.
So
I would think lubricated then. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, because the non-lubricated ones do not turn inside out very easily.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't stop to ask. Yeah. It was quite hilarious. They have a lot of jokes. It's a lot of comedy involved. It's nonstop laughter during their shows. Their shows are pretty short. They're probably about 20 minutes max. But there's a lot of entertainment in that 20 minutes. And Burnaby Q. Orbach's is just hilarious. Probably one of my favorite comedians at this moment. He is so funny. And he commanded such an audience last night. And their shows are getting so popular. If you're not there early, you have to stand at the back of the tent. And it's amazing. And there's people of all ages at their shows. Their 10 o'clock show is their last show. Every night their shows are at 7:30, 8:45, and 10 o'clock. And their 10 o'clock show is the adult show. Because most kids are gone by 10 o'clock at night.
Well, we should hope so.
Yes. And as he said last night, as he was explaining his adult balloon to the one person who brought the 8-year-old, he goes, "I'm not the bad parent here." It was
okay,
hilarious.
Okay, wait. Someone brought an 8-year-old.
I think they were lying.
Oh.
But they ask if there's any children in the room, and they warn you that this is their adult content show. And it was really quite amazing. And they finished off the show by placing a cinder block on the male naughty bits of Burnaby Q. Orbach's. And his brother, Sweet Pepper, decides to grab a 10-pound sledgehammer and crush it.
You know, that was very sweet of Pepper to be thoughtful enough to, include an actual 10-pound sledgehammer. I mean, you're going to get one clean blow, done.
Well, I thought so, right?
And he's saving himself money. Think about it. He's saving himself money from all those kids that, as the crazy uncle, he would have to buy, birthday presents for and holiday presents and graduation. See, he can take care of it with one 10-pound sledgehammer. One blow. Bam.
It's so funny.
Done.
But yeah, no, I've been following them on Twitter. I've been following PNE_Playland at Twitter. And people keep saying, "Oh my gosh, I just saw a guy get a brick smashed on his nuts." And I didn't really believe it. I just thought that these were like people saying like, "Oh, it's a freak show, ha ha ha." And having met these guys and hung out with them while we were filming Satan's Sideshow the other night,
mm-hmm.
I know them a little bit. We got to be buddies. But seeing them actually do what was said they were doing on Twitter was mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
it's real.
Have you ever seen the hooks where they hang, one of the geeks will hang, put a hook in his eye socket, and then attach two chains. They put hooks in each eye socket. And, so it's right under the eyeball, right in there. They'll put a hook on each side. It doesn't have a barb or anything on the end. So it's kind of a pole. And then they have two chains that come down to a big, huge block. And they'll hang more blocks. Yeah. I used to work in a circus. And then the guy will come up and then bust the big blocks with a sledgehammer as they're hanging from the guy's eye socket. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
You're going to love this then. Today, at 2 o'clock, Burnaby Q. Orbach's is going to be setting the Guinness World Book record for pulling a 4-ton truck through 2 shark hooks in his back. And that's at 2 o'clock at the P&E. It's free. It's open to everybody, all ages event. It's a big deal. There's going to be lots of media there, so get there early. But that's what these guys do. They run all around the world with their sideshow, and they break Guinness World Book records. Sweet Pepper already has an award, a big giant medal around his neck, for breaking the world record for the most amount of mouse traps set off on a human tongue.
How many was that?
Well, the first time, it was 26. Oh, sorry, 27.
Now, all at once, or?
No, one, and then rip it off, one, and then rip it off, one, and then rip it off. And when he got to 21, his tongue got very swollen. And when he got to 23, he got a little gassy. And when he got to 25, it started to bleed. And when he got to 26, he thought, "We're never going to be welcome on television or in the media again." And when he got to 27, he broke the record. He got invited back in Italy to break his own record. And he got to 27, he got up to 28, and he broke the record. But he didn't stop there. He kept going, and he could have stopped there and been invited back to break his record over and over and over again, but he continued going and he set off 40 traps on his tongue in 1 minute.
Oh my goodness sakes. Oh, You see, there's some pain that's kind of fun, but that you get to, oh wow. So he ends up having a callus on his tongue. Does he, can he speak afterwards at all? Or
oh yeah, that man can speak.
Oh boy.
Just saying. We just got a tweet actually from Orbox and Pepper. Today is the day. Kid Carson is going to be there. Peony Playland is totally supporting the truck pull. GWR Talent is going to be there. Urban Rush is going to be there. George Stroponopoulos is covering it. And Ripley's Niagara Falls is going to be there as well. So this is a big event. They're tweeting it like crazy. So 2 o'clock today at the Peony. I'm going to be there.
Yay.
And I highly encourage you guys to come see a man. Russ Fox from The Fall.
Of course. And
who we love.
Well, you know, The Fall Tattooing, just so you know. The Fall Tattooing sponsored our show for about 6 weeks, and they've now re-upped their sponsorship of Queer FM Arts Extra for a minimum 6 months, if not more. They like what we do here. We're a little crazy. And Russ Fox is, of course, one of their featured body piercing, body mod artists. And so... So there you go. There's that kind of weird tie. It's like we're plugging Russ Fox, so to speak.
While he plugs somebody else.
While he plugs someone else, so to speak.
Yeah, so Russ Fox, they're already actually on the Peony grounds. It's they're already there. They're getting set up. It's not till 2 o'clock that they have to go on with the show. But definitely check it out. Russ Fox is going to be there. Lots and lots and lots of local people from Vancouver who are must-sees. And let's face it, a man pulling a truck with 2 shark hooks in his back is just good family fun entertainment. And it could go swimmingly, and he could win the world record for that, or his back could just rip off. I mean, either way, it's good times.
Well, parts of his back could wear a rip off.
You don't know my imagination.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if I understand correctly, you and the lovely Ryan Steele went...
Lovely.
Well, you know, he's
a lovely man.
He's just pretty.
Oh,
you
he's
know?
Gorgeous.
So here's the thing. You guys went to some beach party, and it was friggin' cold last night at the Peony. So is there a beach at the Peony that I'm not aware of?
There is a ride called the Beach Party, and it is terrifying.
Oh, okay.
It's got these really cheesy 80s airbrush paintings all over this nice set, and what you do is you sit in a circle. A large circle of about 100 people, and you're strapped in, and this circle spins, and it uses centrifugal force, and it spins whichever way it wants to, as you're on the bottom of a pendulum that goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. And you go all the way upside down, and it's very terrifying. And what's most terrifying about it is the crazy 80s airbrush paintings of people at a beach party that go whipping past your head as you spin around and around and around. That could be possibly the reason why I can't turn my head this morning. I'm not sure. But it was absolutely fantastic and amazing. We had the best time at the Peony last night. There's the Carnival, which is amazing. The clowns, the actors, I applaud you.
Yay.
They were so good. They were so fantastic. There's not a lot of gore and scary monsters this year. The actors are actually creepy and very cerebral and terrifying. And one giant 6'6" clown came up to me with a kazoo. And he was very funny, and he played around with Ryan and I. And then he goes, "Do you have any requests? Make a request." So he requested that he play No Scrubs, and he pulled out his kazoo, and he played No Scrubs perfectly.
Wow.
And it blew my mind. It was absolutely amazing. It was fantastic. I tweeted the heck out of that one, and Playland has been tweeting me back all morning, saying that that's probably the most terrifying thing they've ever heard. But it was lovely to me. Christina Rose is also one of the actresses there who follows us on the Twitter and on the Facebook. She's amazing. Big shout out to you. You did a fabulous job being a zombie with your head shot off. But you've got to go to the Hollywood Haunted House. It is the scariest house there. I screamed until my throat was swollen. It is so terrifying. Last year it was my favorite house because it was so scary. This year it's even scarier. If you've been last year, if you've been the years before, you kind of know what to expect. You kind of know what their gimmicks are. But this year, they've changed everything in that house. And it is terrifying. Terrifying.
Wow. Well, we'll have to check that out. Yeah, it's amazing the number of people that go to the Peony and the friends and whatnot. And every season, every year, it's like we get a call. Mm-hmm. I do extra work and such. And I get a call every year to come and be... like a haunted night and stand there and scare the hell out of people. But I'm always afraid to do that because I don't, it's real armor. I'm afraid I'm going to snag somebody and rip their friggin' costume off accidentally. So I don't.
Well, that's one of the rules of the Peony. You're actually, they don't require or don't prefer that you don't wear costumes because they don't want you to blend in with the actors.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Because they don't want people trusting the actors and like having a good time and then realizing that a person from the community is there just being crazy.
Yeah.
And not being safe. Yeah. So they don't like people to wear costumes. I mean, if you're wearing a headband with bunny ears, not a big deal. But the costumes that are there are all provided by a Vancouver special effects makeup school. They're all very professional. So if you see somebody in makeup and it looks really like movie quality, that's an actor.
It probably is.
If you see somebody wearing bunny ears who's just scaring the bejesus out of people, well, then that's just a weird civilian and you should probably see security. But they're very safe there. There's security everywhere. There's people in black Fright Nights jackets are really easy to identify. And they really do want you to have a good time. And the kids who are working as carnies are absolutely amazing. They are super fun. It was a Monday night when we went. There were a lot of people there. It was packed. The deal with the P&E is you pay about $30, $35, and all your rides are included in that. All the houses are included in that.
Oh, cool.
So you just pay one big fee once, and you're in for the day. So it's actually a better deal than going in the summer. But, yeah, I highly suggest it. I think the P&E is amazing. It was phenomenal. And the wooden roller coaster. Oh.
So we're going to we want to talk about one thing that's coming up just prior to Halloween, and that's the Bloody Betty Famous Monsters show. Now, Bloody Betty is one of my favorite people. She I interviewed her when we went and broadcast live from Fetish Night X. She is doing a fantastic show with the Deadly Sins at the Cobalt, which is at 917 Main Street. You know where the Cobalt is. Anyway, it's Thursday night. Starts at 9. Doors, well, it says it starts at 9. Come on. It starts at 9. It ends at 1. And the really cool part about it is it's, well, it's described as a tribute to those of you who, wow, whose reigns of terror have left us in a state of awe and the need for a new pair of underwear for various reasons.
Nice.
Yeah. Apparently,
I know
they
what my
are
various reasons are.
Yeah, they are going to have gorlesque performances by Bloody Betty and the Deadly Sins, guests from the Victoria Deadly Sins, special guest performances by Callio P. Cock, Jenny Magenta, and Spooksy DeLoon, live auditions for Greed and Gluttony. You have to contact Bloody Betty for your chance to sign your soul away. There's contests with chance to win prizes from Trigger Happy Tattoo, the Rio Theater, Sugarbox, Voodoo Bill's Custom Culture Photography, and tickets to Man Up, which we're also a firm supporter of. And that is Thursday. It's at the Cobalt. And here's what we're going to do. Because Samantha is a tweetaholic and she's really good at this.
I'm tweeting right now.
You go out to find the Samantha Mac on Twitter right now.
That's Mac, M-A-C-K. Thank
correct.
You. Not Mac like the makeup, Mac like the truck.
And if you write to a Twitter message or post it on her Twitter account and you say, I want tickets, we're giving away a pair of free tickets to Bloody Betty's event on Thursday at the Cobalt. You just have to be quick. So right now, quick as a bunny. Twitter to the Samantha Mac and get some tickets. It's going to be a really fun show. It really is great. You got to check this out. And so there it is.
Do it now.
Oh, and it looks like we have more tickets. My goodness. Okay, so hosted by the Samantha Mac, there's also on Thursday night at 8 p.m. See, you could double dip. You could go to both. It's entirely possible. She's got... Well, tell us about this. This is really great. I got two pairs of tickets here to give away.
Two pairs of tickets to the Halloween So You Think You Can Strip contest at the Penthouse Strip Club, which is the oldest strip club in Canada. It's a historic building. Sammy Davis Jr. used to hang out there, the Sammy Davis Jr. room upstairs, and you can see photos of him in the Rat Pack and all the old-fashioned showgirls from back in the day. The building itself is haunted, and it's terrifying. And we have dressed it up for Halloween, and it's going to be the trick-or-treat amateur contest. There's food and drink specials and a whole bunch of door prizes, and I'm hosting a competition where six girls will go on stage for the very first time in their Halloween costumes, and they will do two rounds of dancing. Their first round, they are going to get on stage for the first time and be a little bit scared, and their second round, they are going to strip down to nothing. It's, of course, 19 and older only. It's going to be a very, very fun night, and the winner is based on the audience judges. So if you want to be a judge, all you have to do is come on down on that night and find me, and I will be awarding a select number of people the spots in our judging panel, and you will choose who gets to be audition for the next role of rookie stripper. So it's a fun thing. There's six girls competing for this spot. Only one girl's going to get hired, and it's up to you to choose who that person is. It's a lot of fun. We have a really good time. Admission is normally $10. If you have a ticket, then you get in for free. Everybody gets in for free before 9 o'clock. Doors are at 8, and this is Thursday, October 27th, 2011. And once again, tweet me if you want tickets. I have two pairs of tickets to give away. Tweet me if you want these tickets. It's for the Halloween trick-or-treat So You Think You Can Strip competition.
So we have one pair of tickets for the Bloody Betty show. If you're into gore-lesque, if you're into hot burlesque girls, if you're even into hotter stripper girls, amateur strip, then check out. We have two pairs of tickets for that as well. Lots of fun given away here on Queer FM Arts Extra. You got to check it out. It's really a lot of fun. Now, because we did Jesus Ween, you know, we've had actually a little message sent to us by God.
By God?
Yeah. No, seriously. It's right here. So we're going to play this because...
He never leaves me alone.
Well, you know, he's busy. Ugh. And so he sent us a little message. So we're going to play this right now here. This is Queer FM Arts Extra on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, I am the Lord thy God, King of the Universe, and I've taken time out of my relatively busy schedule to deliver an important message to any LGBT youth out there who may feel bullied, harassed, depressed, or rejected. The message is simple. It getteth better. I know many of thy so-called holy men say that homosexuality is a sin against me. Well, I, the creator of all that was, is, and ever shall be, am here to tell thee that those whack peeps be naught but straight-up haters. In fact, I'll let thee in on a little secret. The first couple really was Adam and Steve. I know the Bible saith Adam and Eve, but honestly, the Bible saith a lot of things. Look, I created the Garden of Eden. Dost thou really think I would entrust such a high-pressure landscaping job to straight people? Use thy hands. Can we get the boom mic out of the shot? Thank thee. Competence. I created mankind in my image, and I do not make mistakes. So it's not that 10% of thee came out defective, it's that I'm 10% gay. 15% whenever I see Ryan Reynolds. Rawr. I love all human beings equally, and punish them equally. Gay, straight, bisexual, transgendered, thou art all equally smiteable in my eyes. Oh, is this when I wave the, okay. This rainbow takes me back to Noah. He swabbed both sides of the ark, if thou knowest what I mean. Now, life on Earth in general, that shall not get better. In fact, if anything, it's going to get worse. It may get worse before it gets better, or it may just get worse and stay worse. TBD. Oh, come on, can we please? I mean, verily, that just totally draws focus. I have a 4 o'clock supernova. Thanks for letting me chew thy ear off. Believe me, for me it was a nice change of pace. And let me say, amen. Or rather, ah, gay men. And lesbians and bisexuals and transgenders and that whole acronym thingy. Are we done?
In New York, the Occupy Wall Street protests continued for the 25th consecutive day. The protesters mixed it up today with what they called the Millionaires March. They actually traveled around to stand outside the mansions of some of the wealthiest people in New York. Is that protesting? It sounds like tourism to me. Here in Hollywood, people pay to get on a bus and do that. But, you know, these protests have been going on for quite some time now, and they're starting to become a burden on local businesses in the area. But there is a notable exception. One business which has managed to find a way to actually make some money on all this.
This holiday season, give a loved one a unique, memorable gift that will last a lifetime. Now, for the first time ever, you can name a Wall Street occupier after that special someone on your gift list. Introducing the International Wall Street Occupier Registry. The International Wall Street Occupier Registry has a limited number of occupiers available for naming. For just $54.99, we'll select a unique occupier and tattoo the name of your loved one on his or her arm. Your special someone will receive a full-color photo of their personal occupier along with a parchment certificate of authenticity. And if and when their occupier gets arrested, your loved one's name will appear on the police blotter. Call 800-720-0622 to reserve your occupier now. Don't be a douche. Call today.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. And I definitely won't dish our dirt with the rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free, fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Sometimes I go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Cheetah's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. And I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Park.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh, no?
I'm all alone when I blow in my lamp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love your free, fresh, I love your handkerchief in my hair.
Life without care. That's oak. It's California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Right on.
Beautiful. Thank you.
In the big city, some people believe we've got it made. That small towns will kill you if you're different in any way. And I know this because I grew up that way, and still to this day. I walk past a woman on the street and wonder if she's anything like me. Well, I might be too much, But at the same time, I feel like I'm not good enough. I'm too out to be in. I'm too out to make it, some say. And I think about it each time I step up to the mic. Each time I go to talk about my life with someone. I weigh the pros and cons, calculate my escape should something go wrong. And I ain't no drama queen. I just blowing off steam here. 'Cause when I'm in this place, I come face to face with you and me. And I may laugh a lot, but I cry a lot too. 'Cause there's something about living in this world that moves me. And our kids are putting knives to their throats and guns in their mouths, and it's about time we stepped in. And we ain't doing them no favors, staying silent in our closets of shame. And we're just costing ourselves too by keeping quiet about it all. Driving town to town in my rental car. So far from my home and some kind of settled life I could have had so far. Because something else is driving me, pounding at me from my insides. But it sure ain't the hours I keep, and it sure as hell ain't the money.
Sad and lonely, for you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul.
I spend my days in a hunger and wondering why it's me you're wrong. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul.
I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Oh.
Are you pretending it looks like the ending, unless I could have one more chance for a day?
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours, but just the taking.
I gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul. Are you pretending it looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear?
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours for just the taking. Body and soul.
And in case you didn't know, that's Tony Bennett from his Duets album. That was starting off with Lady Gaga. Then we had Kate Reed, of course, Ain't No Drama Queen. And then again with Tony Bennett. And, well, that was the incomparable Amy Winehouse, and just, what did you say?
I love her hair.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the thing that we did want to point out is that you can go to, on Twitter, at Amy's Foundation. You can go out to the amywinehousefoundation.co.uk. There's donations. You can send it from any country in the world, but it's the foundation is accepting donations to, wow, there's just so much, so many amazing things on here. It's to support charitable activities in both the UK and abroad, to provide help, support, and care for young people, especially those who are in need by reason of ill health, disability, financial disadvantage, or, of course, addiction. And it's so sad.
Well,
it's like,
awesome.
It's a Club 27 thing.
I know. I know. You know what? I just barely made it out of that.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, yeah, it's bizarre. I mean, so many celebrities have just passed away at 27 years of age. So, well, we're going to round out the end of Queer FM Arts Extra. Again, it's brought to you by The Fall Tattoo. You can check out The Fall Tattoo on Twitter, on Facebook. You can also go to thefalltattoo.com. Yeah. So, we have one more track we're going to play from our fantastic friend, Kate Reed. She's just doing it for the chicks. Not really.
Just doing it for the chicks.
She is. Oh, and that's also the name of her album. Just doing it, or it's doing it for the chicks. It's a fantastic album. I highly recommend you pick it up. You can check her out at www.katereid.net. That's KATEREID.net.
And we have at Twitter, Horbe J has won two tickets to the Trick or Treat Amateur Contest at the Penthouse this Thursday night.
Yay.
October 27th, starting at 8 p.m., going until, well, the sun comes up. We have two more tickets to the Trick or Treat Amateur Contest. All you have to do is tweet me at the Samantha Mac on Twitter. And we also have two tickets to the Bloody Betty Show on Thursday, October 27th.
And if, after we leave the air in just a few moments, if you decide you still want to get tickets, we're going to tweet on Queer FM Van, and we're going to direct you to the lovely Samantha Mac. We'll get you on the list. So there. So anyway, continue. If you didn't hear it, we're giving away tickets to a fantastic show hosted by, of course, the Samantha Mac at the Penthouse on Thursday, and simultaneously or later, depending on your, you know, travel schedules.
Just down the line. Double dip.
You can double dip. Go down to Bloody Betty's burlesque show. It's going to be fantastic. She is not able to be with us because she is dismembering people as we. I mean, she's coming up with props.
Oh, jeez.
All right, well, we are getting close to rolling out of here right now. This is Queer FM Arts Extra. You can check us out online at queerfmvancouver.com. You can Twitter us, Facebook us. We have a new newsletter that's really cool. It has all the links, all the everything. Everything we talk about on the show, links to stuff. It's fantastic. You can check it out on our website. And wow, so we're going to end up with a little bit of Kate Reed going out. My name is Aiden Saint.
And I'm Samantha Mack, and you're welcome.
And we are out of here. Have a great day, Vancouver. We'll catch you next time.
He was living in the trees, that was his home. He slept alone in an old wooden box, no one to hold him tight, frightened as he was. And bare feet he was walking on broken glass, he used some shards to cut away to his lonely heart. Clothes were torn, hair in a tattered mess. There was despair hanging in that forest air. Ooh, I was a little boy when I was a little girl. It was a fine line for me back then. And ooh, I was a wild child when summer sun would come and save me from it all. And I could run around outside in my underwear. I didn't wear a shirt. I had nothing to hide back then. I styled my Barbie's hair with a pair of kitchen scissors and a rebellious tomboy fantasy. I played the husband or the hero in every single make-believe scene. Ooh, I was a little boy when I was a little girl. It was a fine line for me back then. And ooh, I was a wild child when I was a little boy. This twilight for me back then. And ooh, I was a wild child when I was a little boy.
One, only two, three, spots. Four. Ah, no. I am now, yeah.
Live in Western Isles, land of the wind, forcing you to bend, love those Western smiles.